This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're, you know, with me and commenting on the show. So we've got so much going on. Just, you know, really head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including, you know, there's a donation button there. Wouldn't hurt you to hit the donation button, right? And like I said to you before, social media is strapping all of us. They're tying us down to the point where we can't get much of anything done. And when you're looking at who they're promoting and how they're promoting, they don't have to put up, I don't know, they don't have to put up advertisements for the left. Might tell you, sending you over to where the left has got their show. Just squelch our shows. If they squelch our shows, then we can't get the real message out. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, 3M has stepped in it big time, and they deserve anything they get, if this story is true. You heard, or some of us heard earlier today, that the head of the Florida Division of Emergency Management is going after 3M because the masks that they're manufacturing, you know, the face masks, and we need them here, we want them here, have been, what are they doing? They're shipping them to foreign countries. Now, these countries obviously have outbid U.S. Buyers. They've outbid U.S. hospitals. But we need them here. That is an American company. That is a U.S. company. We need them here. And President Trump today said they're going to pay a big price for this. And he didn't nationalize them. He basically turned on his war powers, if you would. And now he's forcing them to make the masks and sell them here. Give them to us here. So when Florida and others were asking for these masks, were trying to get these masks, they found out that even though 3M was making them and making them in large numbers, there were none in their warehouses. One of the White House spokespersons said, for the last several weeks, we've had a boiler room chasing down 3M authorized distributors and brokers to find out where they're selling and why we can't get a hold of the N95 masks, only to be directed to a warehouse that was completely empty. Now, we're being told that the shipments are on cargo planes and the flights don't appear anywhere. So they're being lied to. Right? That simple. And I hope 3M does pay a big price for this. I don't want people to lose their jobs at 3M because it's not the workers' fault that management decided or has decided to go down this road. Not fair to them. And 3M's only response, well, we're sorry that the orders that were going locally got pushed down, but foreign countries are showing up with cash. Now, this is where I'm okay with the president stepping in and saying, okay, enough. I'm done with this. We need them here. I know capitalism says otherwise, blah, blah, blah. Look, I'm so sick of fighting with some of you capitalists out there. You conservative capitalists. The only way that capitalism really works is if it's competitive, right? Do you really think that when China is subsidizing their airlines and their manufacturing companies and, that it's competitive? We don't subsidize ours, or we're not supposed to. How is it that we're going to be able to compete with a company that underwrites, you know, the manufacturing of, or the making of, whatever the product is? We can't do it. That's not true capitalism. Maybe the rule should be, because, you know, we have these rules, laws, processes, procedures that say we have to take the lowest bidder. How about this? We have to take the lowest qualified bidder, and those qualified bidders are from companies that are not subsidized by their governments. How about that? Might that work? I'm just thinking out loud here. You would think that 3M, and listen, I don't see the left making fun of them. CNN isn't making fun of them. But yet they made fun of Mike Lindell, who stopped manufacturing the pillows. Well, he cut it way back. And what's he doing now? He's manufacturing the masks for local hospitals and such. Isn't that terrible? That's the guy to make fun of. They make fun of him for reading the Bible, believing in God, and no credit for what he's giving to the hospitals or what he's putting together to get to the hospitals. And there are other companies doing the same thing. He's not the only one. It's just amazing to me. We are so screwed up. You know, I wrote a piece. I'm probably going to put it back on the website up front. When right becomes wrong and wrong becomes right, we are in the last days. When people are trying to hide pedophilia and throwing churches out of parks for beating people because they don't have the right licensing, we have a problem. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I should say another segment of Sanity. Really, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. I really do appreciate the time that you are up there. So, again, lots of stuff happening in the news. You know, the president, they're still making fun of him, which I think is hilarious, for suggesting that the malaria drug that Trump was talking about, you know, he won't allow it, this one won't, that one won't allow it. Well, guess what? The Nevada governor, he's been humiliated. He's got to eat a boatload of crow now. Because the malaria drug is approved by the FDA to treat COVID-19. Now, you think about that. I know some are going, well, yeah, that's because, you know, Trump forced him. No, Trump didn't force him to do anything. You guys will not give him credit for anything, and that's sad. And you know what? Hopefully, people will see through your garbage, and you'll never get anybody in the White House again. Yeah, that's right, Democrats, you on the left. You'll never get this power again. You're dangerous with it. Extremely dangerous. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak is now having to swallow his pride and admit that President Trump was right about the malaria drug being used to treat the coronavirus. Right? I mean, the FDA has now approved the treatment for, I can't pronounce it, hydroxychloroquine and whatever, to be prescribed for the corona patients. Now, again, they're speeding things through. I get it. Not everything's perfect. But the reality is that you need... here we go again. The reality is that we need to be able to get these things to market faster. And if people want to take the chance, let them take the chance. Right? Dr. Gerard Lomero has been on the show. Been on it for years, really. And recently, he was diagnosed, I think it was stage 3 or stage 4 cancer of some kind. And because of the executive order that President Trump signed, he was able to take drugs that were not approved by the FDA yet, but available for testing. And he was one of the tests. And it was great because he's with us now today. He's not really having any side effects from the drugs. And I say not really because you don't know. There's some little things going on. I'm not going to give away everything on him. But he sounds great. He looks great. And they didn't do it by pumping his body full of poison. They did it by boosting his immune system. Whole new concept. Let's boost what God made your body to do and help it out. Last week, Sisolak endorsed restrictions on the use of the two drugs for outpatient prescriptions as the Trump administration touted its potential effectiveness. Well, the governor's office has said the restrictions were to protect the supply of drugs for individuals with lupus and other conditions. Influential Republicans such as Senator Ted Cruz have criticized Sisolak for his state's handling of all drugs, which on Monday received Emergency Food and Drug Administration approval for treating coronavirus patients. Now, the governor of Nevada, practicing medicine without a license, I mean, again, they're always on us to listen to the scientists, listen to the doctors. Apparently, that doesn't apply to them. So, he was trying to score political points against Trump and prohibiting Nevada doctors from prescribing medicines to treat COVID-19. The governor's spokesperson defended Sisolak's actions in a statement provided to the news source, saying that the governor has based every decision he's made on the opinions of medical experts. Really? Except for this one, maybe. I mean, real selfish. You've got to be extremely selfish when being a Democrat or being a Republican or being an independent means more to you than doing what's right for the people. Right? If he had prevented this drug from being prescribed, more people might have received it a little earlier. Right? They would have got their treatment a little sooner. They might have been able to come out of this a little sooner. But no, we can't have that. Right? I don't know. Just find this amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. The authorities, the FBI, earlier today, they hunted down a guy in Brooklyn, and they found close to 1 million masks, gloves, and gowns, along with other medical supplies. He was hoarding them and hoarding the equipment as well. Now, he faces charges for lying to investigators and coughing on agents who confronted him. You got to get the guy. I mean, he's either extremely stupid or extremely gutsy. I don't know which one. But what are you going to do? I mean, he was going to sell them? Was going to wait till the crap hit the fan major? You know, big time? I don't know what he was going to do, but I think it's hilarious. Like this is going to help them, right? The according to the DOJ, the equipment included roughly 192,000 N95 respirator masks, nearly 600,000 medical gloves, 130,000 surgical masks, surgical gowns, disinfectant towels, particle filters, bottles of hand sanitizer, and so much more. Now, prosecutors say 43-year-old Baruch Feldheim, he hoarded supplies in order to take advantage of the COVID-19 crisis and was selling them to doctors and nurses at prices as much as 700 times the market value. When FBI agents confronted him, he allegedly coughed in their direction and told them he had the coronavirus. Feldman was charged with assault on a federal officer as well as lying to investigators for deceiving them when they asked him about the equipment. He's not charged with hoarding or price gouging. He's charged with lying to a federal agent and cuff. So maybe he'll get the, they tried to give Flynn and the others. Maybe he'll get the same sentence, right? Years in prison over this? It's just amazing. Really, seriously. This is, how do you hide all that stuff in New York and somebody not see you, know what you're doing? Or they just mind their own business, you know what I mean? 855-FRIELD-JOE. 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Come on back. We're going to talk a little bit about how you can get control back of your body, control back of taking care of your body, the health, your health services. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
During the daily White House coronavirus briefing, President Trump announcing he's directing HHS Secretary Azar and acting DHS Secretary Wolf to use all available authority under the Defense Production Act
to ensure that domestic manufacturers have the supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe cases of COVID-19. You know what that is, right? Become a very famous term. COVID, COVID. This action will help General Electric, Hill-Rom, Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production of ventilators. We have over 100,000 being built right now or soon to be started.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back.
Come on, baby.
You listen to Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And listen, you know, one of the things I'd like to do is bring you information. And I mean that. Information that you can use. Because, frankly, I got to tell you, you need to know what's going on out there. You need to know what's happening. And, you know, with this health scare, a lot of people are petrified with what's going on. They want to know what they can do, how they can take care of themselves. But you're not going to take care of yourselves with a regular insurance company. Because I'll tell you what, they call the shots. They decide who gets help and who doesn't. Is that really where you want to be? Is you really want to be at the mercy of a corporation that makes money? The whole idea for them is to make money based on what they deny you in services. Now, again, it doesn't say that in their charter. But really think about it. When you go to the doctor, how are the doctors practicing medicine these days? They're not. They practice insurance. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, Matt Bellis joined me. Let's hear what he had to say about this. Always love it when they're on with me.
Again, I always appreciate the time that Matt Bellis spends with me with Liberty HealthShare. And, you know, there's more than one way. I hate to say it this way, but I'm going through it. There's more than one way to skin a cat, people, okay? There's more than one way to get the health care that you need. And it's not all about cutting that insurance company a big check and then begging them to pay for what you go to the doctor for. Anyway, Matt Bellis, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Joe, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be here.
Are you hunkered down in some underground case somewhere with what 237,000 cases of toilet paper? I mean, I'm sorry. I gotta have fun with it. I apologize.
Yeah. Now's the time to come out and say it was me. I took all the toilet paper.
Oh God, yeah. God bless. All right. So you know, again, and not to be funny, I really feel my heart goes out to those people who've been affected by this. And frankly, at this point, everybody. The country's been affected by it. You know, I'm on a school board, a trustee on a school board, and we've had to close the schools down by mandate. At the same token, having to provide or making sure that the kids that were on food programs get their food. Yours truly and another trustee that I was working with were talking about how we make sure the kids still get educated. You can't have a 3-week vacation. Can you imagine 3 weeks at home with no learning at all? That would be a nightmare when they come back to school. So we've done distance learning and all that and what have you. But the healthcare industry, though, got to be a major weight, a major burden on them right now. You want to give us some insight?
Well, I've actually been following it pretty closely and watching what quick advancements have been going on in terms of the healthcare world. I just read an article. I can't verify it completely, but where a group out in Utah has developed a test kit that decreases the wait time to ensure that you might be infected with COVID-19. So there are advancements and things happening. I guess it's going through FDA procedures. Hopefully that will get expedited so that we can see more testing going on. But really, the concern to try and, quote unquote, flatten the curve of people who might be rushing the hospital by quarantining folks and having groups no more than 10 to 50 people have really shown to at least stem the tide of any other issues that there might be out there. We live in an information age, and the sooner that you can let people know the seriousness of a situation and not to overwhelm already taxed healthcare facilities goes a long way to ensure the better outcome of this whole process. The unfortunate side of it is that this, as a businessman, this will do, frankly, a lot of harm to businesses and to others who have small businesses, restaurants, bars, small service industry type things. So it's not a good time for them. I'm hoping, I'm praying that on the other side of this whole issue that we are able to come together to help those who have need, to allow those who want to either rebuild or start again or just try to recover their business, are worked with. Really, Joe, this is a time for us as Americans in general to come together, to be a little bit more compassionate, a little bit more understanding, have a little bit more faith and trust and show grace to each other. This is not a time to divide or push blame or to get political. This is a time to really bring understanding together. So, but we here at Liberty HealthShare are following this closely. And we want everybody to either recover and get the help they need as quickly as possible.
You know, it is, to your point, though, what's really funny about this is that, and I'm not going to politicize it, but I'm just going to make a statement that if this was a different president, the blame game that's being pointed all over the place would be a little less, and we'd be more focused on the actual issue. You know, the numbers, just as of a few minutes ago, we have almost 200,000 cases worldwide. We have 8,000 people dead worldwide, and 90,000 people have I don't want to say survived. That sounds so terrible, but they've gotten rid of the flu and they're fine now. You look at those numbers as a whole; they don't come anywhere near the epidemics that we've seen over the last 100 years. And for all intents and purposes, these are basic flu symptoms that you're seeing. It becomes really dangerous with older people, 70s plus is what I'm seeing, that already have pre-existing conditions in some areas. But for the most part, as you've been following this, they are basic flu systems, are they not? Flu symptoms, are they not?
While the symptoms might be flu or cold-like in general, the whole issue of this being a novel virus means this is something completely new.
Yep.
This is something that we have not come across, and it seems that the contagion rate is higher than normal. And so that's why you're seeing a lot of the measures that are going down and the things happening in place to make sure that we try to mitigate the spread as much as possible, because we just don't know.
Right.
There's a big lack of information about this current disease. Now, I know that in the future we'll have a lot more information, and that we might be able to say, oh, well, we're able to take care of this, no problem. But this is a new virus. It seems to show properties that could be detrimental to a certain segment of the population. So showing the greatest amount of compassion as we can is good. However, this is something that we're going to be dealing with for the rest of our lives. I don't know if you know this, but we actually still have the Spanish flu that went around in 1918 to 1919 that caused millions of deaths around the world. We still have that today.
I have read
that. We're going to have...
My God.
Yeah. we're still going to have COVID-19 moving forward. It's just our ability to manage it will most likely be greater, and that we won't have to go through these pandemic measures in the future. So it's a very strange, very weird time to be alive.
Funny you should say that.
This is the time to write your journal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be stuck home with the kids anyhow. You might as well. But it's funny you should say that, because somebody was asking the other day that these people that have been cured or no longer have the coronavirus, the antibodies or whatever, are still in their bodies. The flu will still exist or be there with them. And the fellow that was behind the podium said, well, we still have traces of the Spanish flu in this country. And I went, wow. Whoa. And he left it at that. Moved on like it was like, yeah, you can have another donut. No problem. Whoa. All right. Well, thank you for that. Anyhow. But you know what? All right. So we've kind of hit on what everybody else has hit on. But when it comes to Liberty Health Share, you know, and again, I'm not beating up on any particular group, but, you know, when you've got a doctor that has to practice insurance and not practice medicine, there are certain things that he has to do or she has to do before she can move forward with this. And unless the president has, you know, waived all of that, the insurance companies have waived all of that. The nice thing about having the liberty and the freedom to go to your doctor, you can say to him, I think I have this, I think I have that, and I want to be tested for this. You can't do that with a insurance policy, you know? Am I wrong?
What I've actually been kind of amazed at during this whole process and system is that you've had the power players in this country have to make a move to the third-party payment systems to say, you guys need to make sure that you are covering these types of illnesses.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing. In healthcare sharing, we didn't get a call. And that's not to say that we're not important, but frankly, we don't need to get a call from the power players, because this is something that we already shared in. Because this is a medically necessary issue, and if our members contracted it or needed to get testing for it, the doctors and the individual patients that found the need for it, that was an eligible, shareable expense to have the members of the community pay for this. So we didn't have to go through the rigmarole, the bureaucracy, the process of getting a call from...
We'll be back in a few minutes. More on how you can take care of yourself, how you can control the health of your own body. Phil Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. Joe Basile, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, if you would, right? Let's just get back at it, because I want you to understand that you're not stuck with an insurance company when it comes to health care, that you can actually call the shots on taking care of your own body. Take a listen. We're back at it again. Matt Bellis joins me with Liberty Health Share, and we've been talking about, well, not talking about the coronavirus necessarily, but the freedoms that you have when you have a health sharing program, a membership-driven program, as opposed to begging the insurance company to get you the coverage you need. I mean, I thought it was interesting, before I bring Matt on this, I was watching a press conference with the president and others. They were talking about the VA, and when the head of the VA says, I've instructed the hospitals to make sure everybody gets tested, I'm thinking to myself, why would that instruction have to come down? Why would that have to be given? Wouldn't you just do that with your employees? Wouldn't you just do that with the people who are paying for health care? Liberty Health Share? We don't have that problem, do we, Matt?
No, and unfortunately, that's a prime example of the over-bureaucratization of medicine,
right,
where the systems that have been put in place – need prior approval for these payments or processes to be put in place that are really worrisome, bothersome, to know that if there was a novel virus that came up and, you know, it wasn't a national story, would this be something that your third-party insurance would actually be taking care of? And that's a little scary to me whenever you think about it, whether that is a government-run program like the VA or a third-party insurance, to make sure that a bureaucrat so many hundreds or thousands of miles away needs to make an approval for those things just goes to show the whole process of actuarial tables and predicting of costs and writing in what the problems may be. That's not a system you want to go down. You want freedom. Yep. You want the ability to work with your doctor and hospital, have the responsibility of your health and health care, but not have an over-bureaucratization where you no longer hold the power of the purse strings. You need to have that power. You need to be able to work with your doctor and hospital so that whatever comes your way that is medically necessary, you have a community of people ready, willing, and able to share in your medical expenses.
Well, and the one thing that I love about the, you know, Liberty Health Share is the ability for members to get involved with members, and whether it's praying for them, giving them words of encouragement. You know, I've been through the same thing. You know, you're going to feel A, B, and C, but you're going to come through this. I mean, those things they've proven over and over again. But, you know, prayer and words of encouragement help people heal so much faster, don't they?
Whenever you know you're not alone, you start to realize that you can ease your troubles. You know, I actually went to the doctor one time as a kid. I was feeling very sick, and he said, well, just open your mouth, and he looked in, and he said, huh, never saw that before. That was a scary moment.
Oh, my God.
But if you're in a situation that is a little bit more understood and known, to know that other people have gone through it and come out the other side of it well, people who may be currently dealing with it, and you can work together, commiserate, cry, pray, laugh, love each other, that is something that goes far beyond what we can scientifically quantify. That really is the human element in healthcare that a lot of people unfortunately miss. And we need to see more of that. We need to have more connection, more relation, more help with one another. And hopefully, especially during these times right now with COVID-19, hopefully we can see more of that rather than the bureaucratization of medicine.
Well, you know, and again, I think I know the answer to this, but I want people to hear it. And that is, you know, I know that that Liberty Health Share has, you know, when it comes to you're trying to lose weight and stay healthy and all that, you have advisors that can help you with that. Is there a hotline of some kind? Could people call and say, hey, look, I'm feeling this way, I'm feeling that way. Should I go see the doctor or... You know, do you know what I mean? I mean, is there kind of a preventative, not a preventative, but a informational number they can call so they know what to look for?
Absolutely. Our members just need to call our members line. We're here to help you through the process of healthcare. We know it can be confusing. That there are a lot of channels and doors that you need to go through to make sure that you're getting the best care possible. And we want to be able to help you. We want to be able to make sure that you are getting the best care possible. This is a time to really think about being the wisest consumer of health care possible in any case. So we want to be there if ever you have a need. We're here to help you. Our folks are standing by. We just need to make sure that you're okay, you're getting the information that you need and want, so that if it comes down to a point where you need to share medical bills, we're ready and able to do so.
Well, and that's the thing. People, you can't be afraid to call and ask. I mean, seriously, you may not get the answer that you want or expect, but at least you'll be informed and you know you have it. You know, and I'll say it. I don't want you to say it, Matt. You know, that I've dealt with insurance companies over the years. I dealt with insurance companies as an employer and as an employee, and I've got to tell you, always feel like I'm a number, always feel like I'd be saving them money if I wasn't around, so to speak. And at Liberty Health Share, though, I've got plenty of people that have signed up you know, through the show. And I have not, and I know people, you don't have to believe me if you don't want to. If you don't believe me and you're listening to me, there's something wrong with you. But anyway, I've had people send me emails that tell me flat out, it's the best, when it comes to health care, taking care of themselves, getting information, that Liberty HealthShare has been among the best experience they've had. Because there is an apprehension when you pick up that phone, whether you're calling the doctor or calling your quote-unquote insurance company or health-sharing provider. There is a hesitation, a fear, if you would. I haven't heard that, and I hope you're hearing a lot of that, you know, from your members.
It really does have to do with the things that work within healthcare sharing. To make us want to be better, that make us want to work with you as an organization. We have an incentive to do so because our members are guiding, directing, and controlling this. Our members are the ones really who are the ones that we're trying to help and support, and we're helping our members support and help each other.
Right.
So we have a true incentive to make sure that this thing runs the best it can and as smooth as possible. You don't necessarily see that where the incentive in third-party insurance is to not pay. Our incentive is to pay because this is a community of people that are voluntarily sharing with one another. And once you start flipping that switch, you start to see a person act a little bit differently. You start to see people be a little bit wiser in their healthcare choices. You start to see people being a little bit more compassionate and understanding.
Yep.
And finding ways to share rather than limiting ways to share. So it really changes that whole model of compassion. Whenever you start to understand what the incentives of each system is. And so we try to build that into what we have at Liberty HealthShare so that we can be as compassionate, open, caring, and loving as possible.
So let me ask you a question. Is your dad milking this thing or what, right? I mean, seriously. I mean, telling you guys, can't come over to the house, yeah, because I'm a little older and I don't want to catch anything, so just stay away. You know, I've got a couple of, if you can imagine, I've got a couple of older friends that have got pretty good characters that are going, yeah, I'm not taking any visits right now. You can leave food by the door, though, if you want to. So, anyway. All right. So,
he's not that curmudgeon-y, but yeah.
Yeah, I would have a field day with that. But anyway, that's just me. Leave money and food by the door, and I'll thank you later. So, how do people get, you know, I mean, if people want more information on Liberty HealthShare, they want to find out what it's all about, how do they do this? They got plenty of time to read now, people. So, how do you do this?
Just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. They always can give us a call at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or again, libertyhealthshare.org.
Always fun, Matt. Stay safe, and tell your dad we're talking about him today. And again, people, Liberty HealthShare. If you can't remember any of this, all you got to do is hop online, Liberty HealthShare. It ain't that hard.
No, it never is that hard until you actually have to do it. No, seriously, people, look, we talk a lot about liberty, freedom, the things we'd like to see done, things that we'd like to have the ability to do. Well, here's a shot for you. If you, I know it's kind of tight for some. Some of you have either lost their jobs, losing their jobs, and maybe losing their health insurance. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball that tells me one way or the other. But Liberty HealthShare might be an option for you. So you need to check them out anyway. And then, you know, next time, you know, I believe things are going to get better. I believe things are going to change for us. I do not believe for half a second that President Trump is going to let this continue on. At some point in time, he's just going to get frustrated and open everything back up again. Because I do believe that people within the White House are working against him. I do believe that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do want you to be. I want you to be engaged and involved. It's a big deal. You know, and be careful. Don't be stupid. Don't be so arrogant that you think nothing's going to get to you. There is a virus out there. It really is dangerous. But the bottom line with it is it out of control? No. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Really appreciate the time you spend with me. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live.